weather was too terrible to begin the long trek home. Were those excuses something a wife should have been leery of?
Maybe you should have paid a little more attention to what he was doing, Meredith snapped.
Savannah began to tremble.
I wish I had. Look, I'd be happy to talk to you, to explain my side so that maybe you could understand. But please, let's not do this here in front of my children.
Meredith didn't even glance at Branson and Aaliyah. She was too angry, too eager to inflict some of the pain she'd suffered on Savannah.
Your husband didn't care about my children when he put his hands around my neck and nearly choked the life out of me. Thanks to him, I haven't been able to have sex with my own husband since.
Meredith, her sister gasped, obviously more aware of the children and, likely, the attention this confrontation was drawing. Aaliyah, Savannah's 6-year-old daughter, pulled on Savannah's sleeve.
Mommy, why did Daddy choke her?
She whispered loudly, her big blue eyes filling with tears.
Your father.
Savannah's throat had tightened until she could scarcely breathe, let alone talk.
He made some poor choices, honey. Like we talked about when he went away, remember?
Choices?
Meredith jumped on that immediately.
That man is pure evil. But keep lying. To them and yourself.
At that point, Meredith's sister managed to pull her away. They left Savannah standing in front of the cooler that held the milk and cheese, feeling as if she'd been slugged in the stomach.
Show's over, she mumbled to those who'd stopped to watch the drama unfold.
The kids at school say Daddy grabbed 3 women and ripped off their clothes, Branson said.
His voice small as his gaze followed Meredith and her sister to the checkout register at the opposite end of the aisle.
That's true, isn't it?
He wasn't asking. He was just now realizing that Gordon wasn't innocent, as they'd all stubbornly hoped. That her son would have to accept such a terrible truth, especially at his tender age, would have broken Savannah's heart. If it hadn't already been shattered into 1,000,000 pieces.
They've been talking about your father at school?
For the most part, since Gordon's arrest, Branson had clammed up when it came to discussing his father, pretended as if nothing had changed. Almost every day, Savannah would ask him how things were going at school, and he'd insist everything was fine. This proved otherwise, which made her feel even worse. Head bowed, he scuffed one sneaker against the other.
Yeah. Mommy?
Aaliyah's lower lip quivered as she gazed up, looking for reassurance. Savannah knelt to pull them both into her arms.
Don't worry. Everything's going to be okay. You aren't responsible for what your father did.
She wanted to believe she wasn't either, but part of her feared that maybe she had more culpability than she cared to admit. Had she been too gullible, too trusting, as everyone implied? She must have been, or she wouldn't be in this situation. And standing by Gordon even after the police searched the house had only made public opinion worse. She'd wanted so desperately to trust her husband above others, to protect her family, so that was what she'd done, until the mounting evidence grew to be too much. But that process of utter shock, denial, crushing pain, and finally numb acceptance wasn't anything others had witnessed her go through. They merely saw her as being tied to him, as loving and supporting the monster who'd raped 3 women. And since he was no longer walking around town, she'd become the target of everyone's resentment.
Boys aren't supposed to hurt girls,
a bewildered Branson said.
You're absolutely right, honey, she told him. You shouldn't hurt anyone.
So why would Daddy choke that lady?
Tears burned behind Savannah's eyes as she hugged them both tighter.
I don't know.
That was a question she asked herself at least once a day, but she had no answers. For any of the terrible things he'd done. It wasn't as though she'd ever denied her husband physical intimacy. Other than a few oddities she'd chalked up to personal quirks, she'd thought they had a normal sex life. Since this whole thing had come out, however, she couldn't help wondering if she could have been more alluring or adventurous or exciting to him. Maybe if she'd been satisfying, he wouldn't have gone searching for something else, and none of this would have happened. Straightening, she shoved her cart to the side, left the few incidental groceries they'd gathered, and took hold of her children's hands.
Where are we going?
Branson asked when she circled around to the far side of the store to avoid Meredith as she led them out.
Home, she replied.
What about the milk?
We'll get it later.
She couldn't stay in the store.